I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, and here's 10 Minutes with Bob. 10 Minutes with Bob is all it's going to take this morning to bring you up to date on a few things that are going on. If you're watching the Facebook hearings, you're hearing some unbelievably great and smart women talk about engagement algorithms on Facebook. It's kind of interesting. You can watch it live. A couple of senators are questioning the whistleblower. The whistleblower is obviously very smart. Whether or not Facebook broke the law or not, that's going to depend later, but Facebook is certainly getting ripped apart today, and who knows what will happen. Now, so that's all on Facebook, but I'd say, you know, take 15 minutes and tune into the hearings. You'll probably hear some terms that you've never heard before. Of course, by now, all the senators know how to spell algorithms and know what engagement enhancement algorithms are. Now, that's enough on that. Facebook has been known to do these things for a long time, so that's it. Now, I don't want to be didactic. Do you? Didactic? I do not want to be didactic. Do you? Didactic is someone who lectures too much, tries to teach a moral lesson. I don't think I'm trying to give anybody instructions on any moral lessons. I'm trying not to be boring. I'm trying to get my point across in about 10 minutes. So every morning you can tune into 10 Minutes with Bob and get a couple of ideas for the day, some things to think about. So here's the idea for the day. For years, maybe 40 years or 50 years, every 4 or 5 years, there's a new self-help trend that goes around. A long time ago was a thing called ESP, and you went to these meetings, and they were private, and they were confidential, and you came back motivated and inspired. And of course, no one even knows today what those ESP meetings were all about. But all of them are characterized by one thing. They have a pretty good speaker who starts out by saying, you know, I've got $1 million and I've got a jet and you can do exactly what I've done. Or you can do anything you want to do. You can be anything you want to be. It's up to you. It just depends on your vision. Get up in the morning and execute their vision. I think this is all poppycock. I think it is misleading. I have a friend of mine just went down to Florida, paid $1,500 to hear one of these ladies, not a lady, but a man, give a seminar on how he can do anything you want it to do. Of course, he's 60 years old. I don't think he can play in the NBA. I don't think he can play in the NFL or the MLB or any sport anymore. He's not good enough hockey player to play hockey. So what does it mean to tell somebody that you can be anything you want to be? I think it's misleading, maybe even fraudulent. People walk away thinking, oh, gee, I can be an astronaut. Oh, I can be an aeronautical engineer. Oh, by the way, I didn't go to school to do that. So these self-help seminars deliver a message of hope that, in my opinion, is misleading. They charge for it. And it's popular today. People pay money to go to a seminar, hear somebody tell them, you can be anything you want to be. You're only held back by your own vision. Of course, if you're 5'2" and your vision is to play center for the NBA, chances are you're not going to play center. You can't coach tall. You're either tall or you're not. I can't coach you and you become taller. Generally, I can't coach you and you can become stronger. Now, you can work out. So, see, you have all these self-help seminars which are pushing what people want to hear. People really want to hear, I can be anything I want to be. I can do anything I want to be. I have people call me and they'll say, can you help me achieve my vision? I didn't know where to start. You know, obviously what your vision is a place to start. But there's a lot of these misplaced seminars that give people false hopes. Now, I'm not against hope. I think it's important. I think everybody should hope for things to be better. I think prayer, for example, is hope in action. If you hope for something and you don't know what to do, people tend to pray. So prayer is hope in action. But you can be misled by hope. It can cause frustrations. I just want to be a brain surgeon. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Sherwood, you're 80 years old. You'd have to go back to school for 9 or 10 years, and your hands look like they're moving. I know, but I want to be a brain surgeon, and I just attended this seminar where I paid $2,000, and they said I could be anything I want to be, so I want to be a brain surgeon. See, that's just stupid. On the other hand, what's the contrary view is you go to a seminar where you learn that here's what your skills are, here's what your strengths and weaknesses are, here's where you might succeed in something other than what you're doing now, here's something you might improve on. So to me, those aren't misleading. Those are giving you hope. They're giving you directed hope, and they're not directing you into things or visions or fantasies that you're not going to be able to achieve. I think we have to be very careful in our messaging to other people and to our messaging from people to us, that we don't increase our expectations so high that they wind up being frustrated. Aha, I've seen this done with children. I think maybe my mother did that with me. She always said, oh, Bob, you can be anything you want to be. Oh, Bob, you can do anything you want to do. Now, to a degree, that's true. But when you're 10 or 11 or 12 or 13, but also it puts a lot of pressure on yourself to do things that maybe you can't do. I'd love to be a quarterback for Kansas City Chiefs. I would have loved that when I was 14, but I don't have a good arm. I can't throw a football, and I'm scared to death of somebody tackling me. But my mother told me I could be quarterback if I wanted to. So I think we have to be careful in the messaging we give other people, whether we're in business and we give a message to people that work for us. Some people are just not going to be president. My grandson played for a high school coach recently, and his coach took him aside and said, grandson, on this team, you're not going to play the infield or the outfield. You're going to be a pitcher. So that's what he focused on. And his coach said, you can play on our team, but you have to be focused on being a pitcher. Well, why can't I be in the infield? Well, I watched him the other day, and the pitchers don't catch the ball well. And for the most part, they don't bat well. And for the fact, on teams, they don't do those functions. I watched him play four games the last 4 or 5 days, and he didn't bat once, but he pitched four times. So he became a pitcher. But my point is, the coach directed him to a specific thing that was within his grasp. The coach didn't say, work hard, you'll become a great shortstop. The coach said, you're likely not going to become a great shortstop, but you could likely become a great pitcher. That's what you're going to do on our team. Now, you could say, well, that's wrong. He limited his goals. Yes, I think all those things are true, but I think the obligation of a coach is to make those kind of observations. Now, the receiver cannot accept them or accept them, but I think a good coach, life coach, business coach, family coach, has to make those kinds of observations for you. So the messaging for today, I think, is really quite clear in 10 Minutes with Bob. A, don't become didactic. I'm trying not to be. And secondly, be careful about all of our messaging, whether it's family messaging, business messaging, and make sure that we're not creating false hopes. I don't want to limit the hopes of people because I think those are important. But I don't think our messaging should create fantasies for the other person. I think we have to be careful with that. We don't want to be limiting, but I think we want to try to be factual in our messaging. And the messaging can take many forms, and I'm going to give you one example. I woke up this morning entirely motivated to do this podcast and continue to do my podcast because my one listener said she was glad I was back. One simple message woke me up inspired. The power of your messages may go far beyond what you give yourself credit for. that's all for today. It's on messaging, family messaging, business messaging, life messaging, and don't become didactic. Have a great day. That's all 10 Minutes with Bob. I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and recommend me to people, because I'm never going to sell ads on this site. Bob brought to you courtesy of